What would I want from a builder?
What would you want?
If I was the player.
If you were the player.
If I was the player. If I was the player, oh my God, what an astounding question. Boy, that's an incredible question, I must say. My name is Tony Duggan Smith, and I build guitars. I got into building guitars because I was going to art school in Halifax. I had some great guitars and I couldn't find anyone I trusted to fix them. And then by chance I met this guy, Rufus Stewart, who had a guitar shop on the sort of cliffs at a place called Chibucto Head outside Halifax that was like the Star Trek Enterprise. It was incredible. And that was my introduction into guitar fixing and then finally guitar making. I build a small number of guitars every year because I don't want it to really be like a production line or something, because it doesn't interest me. I'm lucky in that I don't have to build strictly for making a living, you know, because I do other things as well that take care of that side of it. You know, I get to build for the people that I want to build for, you know, and that is where the whole journey is. I'm not interested in sort of just making pedestrian instruments, you know, or even instruments that are just going to hang on a wall. I'd say that all of my instruments get played, you know, and I don't think there's any of them that just sit in a case and you know, grow moss. The job as a builder is you're just making something that's, you know, while it's in your hands, it's just dormant. You know, it's just a bunch of pieces of wood that you're assembling. And it's not till someone actually owns it and then takes it away and plays it that its life really begins. All you've done is assemble this thing, you know, and it's like, you know, because it's not making any music and it's not being played while you build it, it's kind of an odd thing, you know. It's like making paintbrushes or something, you know, only way cooler. If you did nothing but building and you didn't eat, you know, eat or sleep, you know, you could probably make them in a few months, you know, 2 or 3 months. But for most of us, that's just not the way it works. And it's not, I mean, the other thing as well is if you're going to build guitars like this that you want to be special, you got to do it right. It can vary. I mean, it can be like, you know, a matter of like, you know, 6-8 months. It can be a year and a half sometimes. It depends on if you're building it solely by itself or if you're making 2 or 3 instruments or 4 or 5 instruments. You know, it's sort of, it really comes down to, you know, the amount of time you have allotted to it, really. It can be hard, you know, especially when you're stupid enough to play it after you've strung it up. You know, sometimes the best thing is to sort of like, you know, play it, make sure it works, and then put it in the case and go do something else, you know, because it is easy to get attached to instruments, and you just have to become like, you know, smart enough to know yourself, you know, and not go down that path. You know, but it's hard sometimes, you know, because sometimes you're building for wonderful people and you've built an instrument that just resonates with you. It's like, oh my God, it has the voice that I want too, you know. And it's like, you have to just, like I say, you have to keep that lid closed, you know, and go wash the dishes, you know. Yeah, no, I play guitar every day, you know. I love playing. I think it's important for builders to play as well. Just, you know, so they all, you know, even when it just comes down to setting up their own guitars. You know, it's sort of, it's crucial that you know, the experience that a player is having with your instrument, you know, and all the kind of idiosyncrasies of the guitar, you know. And sometimes, I mean, you know, it's a funny thing, you know, because it's like, there's a lot of guitars that when I pick them up, to me, they sound like shit, to be honest. You got to be careful as well that your own personal taste doesn't shape everything you do, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's like you have to, you know, it's almost like for every guitar, there's a player. No matter what you may think of that guitar, in someone else's hands, it's going to be like a gem. Because, you know, like players, just like, you know, like many of us, we're looking for something. You know, we're trying to like, you know, I'm talking about the musician here, you know, they're looking for something that kind of resonates with them and that kind of inspires them, you know, so that they, you know, whenever they're away from it, they want to get back to that instrument and play it. It's a voice, basically, that represents them. It's as simple as that, you know. It's like, you know, like a lot of guitar players, you know, would probably love to be able to sing. And some of them can, and a lot of them can't, you know. And it's like, it gives them a voice. I mean, it becomes their voice. Everybody needs to find a way in their life to express themselves, you know. And it's like not everybody wants to listen to you harp on all the time. You know, let me tell you about my life. You know, it's like, it's just like, you know, it's like, yeah, get over yourself. Song, like writing songs or writing music gives you another way to express, you know, deep thoughts, you know, like things that are in everybody. Yeah, voila, the sound of silence. For the last 4 years, I've been involved in a project that's called the Group of Seven Guitar Project, and that is seven luthiers who all started out around the same time and together in Toronto in the early 70s building guitars. Each of us has been assigned or chosen a member of the Group of Seven painters to represent, as if this person was a customer and you were trying to build a guitar that you believe they'd be happy with and that would represent them. About 4 years ago, we started talking to the McMichael Gallery about this. It'll be in the show for 6 months. It runs from May 6th till October 29th. I actually get to do my sort of presentation with a guitar and Kevin Bright playing on the very last day of the show. It's going to be an extra special event because the other guitars can finally come off the wall and be played too.
What do you hope will happen to your guitar after the 6 months it's in the McMichael Gallery?
Well, I hope it gets played more often than it has sitting on the wall.